plentiful supplies and the void in harvest capacity continue to keep a lid on fed cattle price potential. Sustainability can be a tiebreaker in consumer decisions, according to NPD Group. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 16th of September. Despite last week's rally in cattle futures, negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued under pressure from available cattle supplies and the continued bottleneck in fed cattle harvest capacity left from the Tyson fire. Through Friday afternoon, USDA reported negotiated prices in the Texas Panhandle a dollar lower for the week at $99 a hundredweight. Week to week through Thursday afternoon, on lighter trade, the five-area direct average steer price was $2.82 lower at $99.49 a hundredweight on a live basis. Cattle futures closed narrowly mixed to marginally lower Friday, as traders likely took some profits from the weekly strong gains. Except for an average of 32 cents higher in the back two contracts, live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents lower. Week to week, though, helped along by surging lean hogs, live cattle were an average of $3.91 higher across a range of $3.45 to $4.70 higher. So far, it appears that positive fed cattle basis continues to encourage timely fed cattle marketing, maintaining currentness. However, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says that could change given the incentive of further out futures premiums. In his weekly market comments, Griffith explains, the deferred contract months are trading at a premium compared to the October contract, which provides cattle feeders an incentive to feed cattle longer. The December live cattle contract has a $6 premium priced in compared to October, while the February contract has more than a $12 premium. These types of premiums, Griffith says, may result in feedlot managers deciding to keep cattle on feed 2 to 3 weeks longer in hopes of capturing higher prices. He adds that decision would also result in more beef hitting the market. By the way, corn and soybean futures mainly tread water Friday on likely weekend profit-taking. Corn futures closed mostly a penny higher across the front half of the board and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 1 to 3 cents higher across the front half of the board and then mostly fractionally lower to a penny lower. Despite the week-to-week rally in feeder cattle futures, which were up an average of $3.29, cash calf and feeder cattle prices continued under pressure most of the week. Steers and heifers sold mostly $2 to $6 a hundredweight lower, with calves as much as $10 lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The most pressing issue from a marketing standpoint, Griffith says, comes from the expectation that calf prices will continue to soften from now through November. Producers are already taking it on the chin, he says, with relatively low calf prices. The market's poor, and there's no near-term improvement in sight with the fall marketing rush around the corner. In his neck of the woods, where dryness is spreading, Griffith notes some producers are compounding the situation by using available forage to hold calves longer in hopes of market improvement. According to Griffith, the available marketing alternatives become fewer the longer a person waits to make a decision. Not only do alternatives become fewer, but the check often gets smaller. Wholesale beef prices continue downward, adjusting to fundamental price levels before the Tyson fire. Choice box beef cutout value was $6.43 lower week to week on Friday at $220.88 a hundredweight. Select was $3.34 lower at $198.60. It's likely boxed beef prices will continue to moderate as fall approaches, according to Griffith, since the market is typically soft compared to the summer. He adds that the next round of support for beef prices will be the holiday season, but that's a few months down the road yet. In the meantime, those Chinese purchases of U.S. pork last week, if continued, could provide some support. Major U.S. financial indices closed narrowly mixed and little changed Friday, with probable position squaring offsetting continued optimism over a trade resolution between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 37 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 2 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 17 points. Sustainability may not be a deal breaker for consumers, but it can be a tiebreaker, according to recent research from the NPD Group. Marketers need to understand that sustainability can be a deciding factor for consumers, says Darren Seifer, food and beverage industry analyst for NPD Group. While concerns like taste, convenience, health, and affordability are still primary factors for choosing foods and beverages, he says a company's sustainability efforts can be the tiebreaker if all other factors are equal. According to NPD, 9% of adults consider the environment as a top factor when making food and beverage purchase decisions. Young adults ages 18 to 44 years old are most likely to feel that way. That adds some quantification to the quest in recent years by grocers, food manufacturers, and restaurant operators to initiate sustainability efforts as socially responsible corporate citizens and to support consumer interests. Among NPD's findings, 1 in 10 U.S. adults, or roughly 20 million consumers, said that they have switched to a different food or beverage brand because it had earth-friendly packaging. Over half of adults who ordered restaurant takeout or delivery in the past 30 days report that the restaurant they ordered from had earth-friendly practices like using food containers made from recycled materials, according to NPD's Health Aspirations and Behavioral Tracking Service. That's your CalCurrent Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 16th of September. You can always find more at www.calcurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.